It's that time of year when hopeful high school seniors await word if they've been accepted to college. Delaware officials think they've found a cheap and simple way to guide students through the maze of college applications. Their secret? Meet the kids where they are, on their phones. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt has more.
Pierce Armstrong is a senior at Hodgson Votech High School in Newark, Delaware, and the owner of a well-loved Samsung S4 smartphone.
I'm on my phone a lot of the day, you know, keeps you connected to pretty much your whole life.
How often do you text?
Probably about two and a half hours a day.
Just texting?
Yeah, because usually when I go, before I go to bed.
Okay, so the sky is blue, birds fly, and teenagers really, really like to text. But Pierce's texting is not totally frivolous. Take, for instance, when he chats with Shauna.
Well, she gave me a lot of financial aid tips, like check your email often for financial messages, FAFSA and scholarships to make sure you haven't missed anything, and you'd instantly just remember that you needed to get it done.
So, who is this Shauna? A weirdly helpful friend? A benevolent supercomputer with comprehensive knowledge of the college application process? Well, she's kind of both.
You just sent me a text. You didn't know that?
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that. See how good I am?
Shauna Payne is the director of the Higher Education Office at the Delaware Department of Education. About three times a month, she texts college advice to high school seniors. Well, not her. A software program actually sends the messages, but they have Shauna's name attached to them, and they address a lot of the minutiae that make the application process so tiresome.
Hi, Lauren. It's Shauna. Financial aid priority deadlines are approaching soon. Apply with FAFSA now to maximize your aid. Go to DelawareGoesToCollege.org for college-specific deadlines. Text back if we can help you with FAFSA.
So far, this text messaging program has been tested in Texas and Massachusetts with promising results. But Delaware is the first to take it statewide. Nearly half of the state's seniors receive these regular nudges, so do about 15% of their parents. The total cost is about $80,000, or $17 a head.
You know, as we scale these kinds of interventions up, they really are quite inexpensive.
Lindsay Page is a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh, and one half of the team that cooked up this idea. She co-authored a paper on the intervention that will be published later this year. Page and her team found between a 3 and 7% bump in college enrollment for seniors who received the texts, with better results for teens who didn't otherwise have access to college readiness programs.
Even after students apply to college, there are many time-sensitive tasks that they need to keep up with. So really the goal is to say, hey, don't forget you need to do this thing. Do you have questions about doing this?
The messages go out in big batches nearly every Monday. When they do, Payne and her colleagues gather with about a half dozen University of Delaware students to answer the questions that roll in. Basically, it's a weekly experiment in what would happen if you texted half the high school seniors in Delaware.
A lot of pop culture references show up.
That's funny.
I remember Bye Felicia came up once.
Yeah, there are teenagers on the other ends of these texts. That means curse words, texts intended for other recipients, even weird adolescent brags like the one Laura Wisniewski received a few Mondays back.
The guy was asking if I wanted to see him do burnouts in his four-wheeler. So he just told me he was going to show me, but he never sent me anything.
Oh, he bluffed. He's probably never done it.
I know, right?
But there are also kids who seem vulnerable, confused, just reaching out for someone who knows what the heck is going on.
We had one young lady who is expecting a child, and she was concerned whether she'd still be able to go to college. Mm. So we were able to, you know, pick up the phone and have a conversation and direct her to some resources.
Pierce Armstrong's case isn't that extreme. He's a kid from suburban Delaware who likes rugby and wants to work in finance. His stepdad went to college locally. His mom finished high school. Neither knew much about the intricacies of financial aid.
It's the senior year, and I was kind of on that fence, like, what do I do? How do I do it? And it was, I needed help.
Thanks in part to his chats with Shauna, Pierce applied to three schools, completed his federal financial aid form, and even filled out a few scholarship applications. As of last check, he's planning to attend Kutztown University in the fall. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.